Christmas time to come in. Christmas time to come in. And I know I'm going home.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. T-minus 3 days and counting, D. Chesser.
Oh, yay.
What's going on in 3 days? Approximately 12:30 for the children and you, because the singing men will have already been on stage at that point.
You're going to sing a whole 30 minutes before us?
I think so. Oh, something like that. Number of songs. And actually, Servant Quartet will be opening up before us at about 10:30. So the festivities start this Saturday at 10:30 at the Village Mall in Danville. And Servant Quartet from basically about 10:30 till noon. Then the singing men come on stage. And then at some point, the children come on stage.
Yes.
And then I think we depart. And then we come back on. And then the children join us to close out the festivities. So probably around 1:15, 1:30-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So 10:30 to 1:30, be at the Village Mall in Danville. The singing men and the Great News Radio Children's Choir begin right around noon.
And the children are so excited because we have many children whose parents are at the university for just a year. We lose 3/4 of the choir every year. So we have a lot of new children, and they are so excited about singing.
And we just finished praying up one of the children. Maybe you can share a little of that story, because it's unique how God uses music and uses this Great News Radio Children's Choir in a special way.
The youngest children we accept are 6 years old, and a mother came with her 6-year-old and wanted him to join the choir. He spoke no English, but she said he loves music. He's only been with us a few weeks, and I was surprised when he came in last Thursday night. He was humming one of our songs perfectly. And then I watched him during the rehearsal, and he sang every word.
Oh, my.
Perfectly. He and his mom have been working, and he memorized every English word, even though he doesn't understand them all yet.
Right.
And bless his heart.
He knows them all. He's 6 years old. And he's singing every song perfectly.
And I think you had said his mother recounted to you something about he goes to bed singing.
Oh, my.
And so we prayed up this little, hopefully someday, follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he's singing. What are some of the songs? Do you want to give us a little sneak preview of what we're going to hear?
Well, we're singing our theme song, which is We Are the Children of the World, because of the multiple ethnicities we have. And then we're doing a song about baby Jesus, of course.
Imagine that. And then thank you, God, again, that we get to proclaim the good news message of Jesus here in a public venue at the Village Mall in Danville this Saturday, the 14th. And then on the 21st, we'll be at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Usually Marketplace Mall in Champaign, 600, 800, 1,000 people in that food court.
Yeah.
Very festive. And we proclaim the good news message of Jesus. And Ken Welch, he also gives a little testimony of some of the lyrics behind a song and how it's God honoring and raising up the Savior. And he'll share that very publicly. And this will be the 22nd year in a row, 22 straight years, that the singing men have been invited back to Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And I think this is the fifth time we've been at the Village Mall in Danville.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Appreciate these opportunities. But the children, as you mentioned, many new children. This will be their first concert and their first Christmas concert.
Yes. Our program is just a little different. We just have one Christmas song, but the other three relate to how we share what happened at Christmas, and one from the VeggieTales. I love the old VeggieTales.
Oh, yeah.
And the one they're doing is Love Thy Neighbor,
nice.
Which is a beautiful song.
So if you have friends, family, neighbors, co-workers, colleagues, you know, invite them all out to the Village Mall in Danville. It's this Saturday. The singing men and the children's choir begin at noon. But wait, there's more. There's a pre-concert concert by Servant Quartet, and they'll begin at 10:30.
So that's worth coming out for.
Yeah, they're all tight harmonies, and it's a great group. They sang a few songs recently this past Saturday, along with the Tons of Fun band at the Virginia Theater.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so yeah. Three of the members are former, or still once a singing man, always a singing man. But they have a delightful member that's of the female persuasion. So it's not just singing men and all men. The servant quartet used to be four male vocalists.
I'm now still stumbling over the female persuasion. It's right. A woman,
yeah,
I take
right.
It.
Yes, yes.
I don't know what that
very,
means.
Very, very gifted. So. Well, it's kind of unusual. The singing men have always been men.
Yes,
and servant
of the male
was,
persuasion.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
So, anyways, Heidi Hansen's going to be
nice.
Joining
Hi.
Us. So.
Great.
Yeah, she's a sweetie.
Aww.
Her husband, actually, Thane, used to do the bookwork, bookkeeper for us when we launched and started the ministry and such. So anyway, so Children's Choir, Singing Men of GNN, and Serving Quartet this Saturday, and also the same times on the 21st at Marketplace Mall in Champaign.
Yes.
At 10:30, Serving Quartet, then the Singing Men of GNN, the Children's Choir, then the Singing Men again, and then closing out with the Singing Men and the Children's Choir.
Two great events. It's fun to watch people who are in the mall just stop by and watch.
And it's free.
Yeah.
There won't even be an offering, anyone. So, no offering.
That's great.
And we'll have some giveaways in our table set up and Prime Life Times papers
available. Pick up the paper.
Program guides. I'll probably bring our big poster board that show the 19 frequencies and what God's doing through this radio ministry. So
exciting.
That's exciting. Yep. All right, so this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the December edition, available at over 300 area locations, and returning to Section B, front page, B1. Mm-hmm. What do we have here, Dee?
Well, we have Christmas in the 1940s. It's a great article. It was a long time ago. No, not that long. I wasn't born, but not that long.
Yeah.
getting longer all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, by D. Chess, read it to us. Thank you. I spent 8 wonderful years in the 1940s, and I remember them fondly. Though perhaps my parents had a slightly different perspective, they experienced marriage and the birth of 2 children, but also the hardships of war and post-war years and the resulting housing and job shortages. I didn't realize times were hard, and I didn't think moving into a one-room cottage with a blanket dividing the living and sleeping areas while my dad built a small prefab house was at all difficult. My many fond memories were colored by childhood and by love. My earliest memories are of Christmas on Granddad and Grandma Ball's farm. There were no fancy decorations, just a tree in the living room and a papier-mâché Santa and sleigh on the table. Grandma also had a large Christmas card, a big accordion fold, with Santa and 8 reindeer connected by red yarn. I am blessed to still have them both.
Hey, back to this paper mâché Santa. Did you guys create that? Do they still do that in school?
I don't know.
I grew
I used
up,
to
you know,
love,
you do
too.
The balloon and then
all the paper mâché, newspaper in water. And,
Okay.
I don't know. No, we didn't make it. It was one that she had purchased.
Okay.
On holidays, Grandma used the small stove in the kitchen and fired up the cook stove in the basement that burned corn cobs and had flat iron rounds that you lifted with a spiral iron handle. Hmm. The dining room, the biggest room in the house, had a huge table set with mismatched dishes. Grandma at one time had a full set of china, but after many years of dropping, bumping, and chipping, there were only a few pieces left.
So there were children in the house.
Yes, right. Definitely. The wood floor was covered with a large red and cream 8x10 linoleum, quote-unquote, rug, printed with a rug that was so much fun to run cars around because it was flat. My brother and I enjoyed that, as did my cousins. Christmas dinner was often domestic duck and wild pheasant, brought back from my father's outings with me and my brother. When my brother and I were a little older, we would accompany Dad and his best friend Skinny Ludvigson to Skinny's farm, where we tramped through frozen cornfields. And later returned to Granddad and Grandma's in our 41 Chevy.
Now, Skinny, was that his real name or his nickname?
No, his name was Lawrence, but we called him Skinny.
Okay.
Last Christmas, I wrote a piece about my dad and Skinny Ludvigson, his best friend.
That was a great piece.
Made me cry.
I know, me too.
In those days, everyone I knew drove either a Ford or a Chevy. everyone in our family drove a Chevy.
Oh, my, my.
On the way home, my father always got terrific leg cramps and had to pull over and jump out of the car yelling, oof, oof, as he massaged his poor legs. My brother and I occasionally, and shamefully, had to hide our giggles behind our mittens as we watched the spectacle.
Now, is this because of the Chevy, how he had to drive it? Or?
No, it was because of tramping through the fields. He had been an athlete in college and high school, but then he didn't do a lot of walking in his job.
Okay.
So when we walked for hours in the cornfields, which was kind of a task, stepping over the frozen stubble, then on the way home he always got leg cramps. We watched this spectacle and laughed and giggled, but now, at my age, I'm not laughing anymore. The feast on Christmas Day was the highlight of the celebration. As I grew older and watched Grandma, Mom, Aunts, and then Mother-in-law put all the food on the table, all the dishes ready at the same time, I never could figure out how they achieved that perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma and Mom both lived to be 96 years old, so they were around a long time to help me with my timing. With all that help, I finally caught on. When Dad finished the house he was building, we left the one-room cottage and moved to Mankato, a bigger town with Christmas that seemed magical. During the holidays, Main Street lit up with festive decorations. Wreaths with real greens hung on every lamppost, and ropes of evergreens were strung across the street. Every store had a Christmas display with winter and holiday scenes, many with moving parts.
Sounds magical.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. As we strolled up and down on Friday nights, the smell of hot buttered popcorn filled the air.
Wow.
You're getting us hungry. We're going to start talking about food, Mary.
I want to be in this picture.
The smell came from two popcorn wagons, one at either end of the street. A favorite stop was one or more of three dime stores all in a row with their big red and gold signs, identical except for their names.
I don't think they call these stores dime stores
anymore.
I do
remember that. They did call them that when
I was
growing up.
Yes,
it was Walgreens and...
Ben Franklin's was like the big
Woolworths.
One.
Yeah. Woolworths, and then there was one other one. The name escapes me. But the best place for visions of Christmas toys was on the other end of town, at the huge Mahold's Hardware Store, a square building with a 12-foot wide open stairway in the middle of the store that led down to the basement, full of bicycles, tricycles, wagons, and just about anything with wheels. The best part was the room to the left as you came into the store, one step up, about 15 feet wide and running the full length of the store. This room was filled with toys and dolls, games, trucks, anything you can imagine. You could spend hours there dreaming of what you might receive Christmas morning. But our visits were more like 20 or 30 minutes while Mom or Dad finished shopping. And of course, because this room had more toys than any other place in town, this was the very best place to visit Santa. Even though he appeared now and again in other places.
How does he do that?
Yeah. He's magic, I guess. I remember the wooden floor creaked as we walked back and forth, which just added to the mystique of the room, which, by the way, right after Christmas, became an ordinary hardware store department again. We couldn't quite figure that out. But Mom and Dad said it had something to do with Santa and returning things to the North Pole. As all these memories swirl around in my head, just like the famous visions of sugar plums, one memory keeps coming to the forefront, that of my Christmas doll and the most poignant, happy, and sad event of all my Christmases.
We're going to take a commercial break
now,
stay with us.
No, we're not.
Like the cliffhanger. That's a really good one. That's a teaser.
I can't even believe you did that.
My most prized possession was my beautiful doll. She had arms and legs you could move and position, a sweet, beautiful face, and gorgeous strawberry blonde braids. On that Christmas morning, when I was 4 or 5, I ran out to find a doll under the tree identical to my doll. But this couldn't be mine because this doll was a beautiful bride. Her dress and even underclothing were all hand-stitched with the most perfect tiny stitches, and she had a gorgeous veil. After I examined every item she wore, including the new white shoes, I jumped up and exclaimed, "I have to go to my room and get my doll. Now I have two."
Oh, I know where this is going to go.
My shocked parents watched open-mouthed as I ran from the room. Of course, I returned a few minutes later, empty-handed. I don't remember exactly what my parents said, but I do remember, even at that young age, worrying that I might have hurt my mother's feelings. Now, almost 80 years later, the thoughts of any hurt from that incident or any memories of hardship have faded away, and I remember each Christmas with a warmth akin to the glow of candlelight, colored and made more beautiful and precious with each passing year by love.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
And the byline
says, copyright D.A. Cheshire. It says co-director, but she's the director.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we need to upgrade you.
Of the Great News Children's Choir.
You were one of three. Now you are the woman.
Oh, email her at here to spoil. That's a numeral two. Here, numeral two, spoil 65 at yahoo.com. Yes, her grandchildren did create that email address, here to spoil.
And I'm sure those grandbabies, grandchildren, have a very eventful-filled Christmas time when they come over to your house. And you mentioned early on, I don't know if we were talking off the air, about entertaining people.
Oh, Dee's great at that.
And those that have not been to Dee's house, it's a winter wonderland in and of itself, dependent on the season. Now it's the winter wonderland, but there was the whole fall setting and I know you have the spring decorations.
Valentine's Day, yeah, July 4th.
Yeah,
you name
it's
this is a lady who loves to host and have people over for tea or for anything. Yeah. Just she loves people.
I tried to add something new this year. Have you ever heard of Santa Bears from Dayton's Corporation in Minnesota?
I have.
So this year, I have them all.
I feel like I'm one of those people that knows things.
Wait, I thought you had added the candy cane theme, too.
I did. Two things.
Okay.
But I put Santa Bears out on the porch with everybody's name on each bear so that they would see their name when
they came in. You sent me a picture of that. Yeah. Well, I just love the fact that I knew what you were talking about because I come from a family where they all know those things. They're really I'm like, what Dayton? What bears? What are we talking about? I'm always that person. I have heard of those.
As you were talking about the different toys, did you used to get that big Sears catalog?
Yes. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, that was always fun. You could spend hours.
Yes, you know. We did. We went through it again and again and again.
Yeah. I posted a picture of that on Facebook the other day, and just looking at that front cover and that big huge catalog. Yeah. Oh, it took forever to go through it.
2 or 3 inches thick.
Oh, I know.
And then some people, they would fold the half page in and turn it into a tree. Did you ever do that where you fold the
page? With the Sears catalog?
Yeah, and you bend it all around.
That just sounds awful. The catalog was so special. Yeah, what were they thinking?
I don't know. The paper mache, you know.
Yeah. Then they probably covered it with paste, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Not the Sears catalog.
Christmas in the 1940s.
That's a great article.
Born in 1940, you don't know what year to identify with, what decade, because I had 8 years in the 40s, then I had junior high, which we called it back then, and high school in the 50s, and then college and marriage in the 60s, so you're actually a part of every decade.
That's a really true thing.
But I love the 40s.
Oh, I love your description. I just love all these descriptions of the city you moved to or the larger town and all the fresh greens and downtown and the buttered popcorn wagons. It's just,
And she does a really good job at reading it through.
Yeah, you do.
I get to hear her many times on Thursday nights. In fact, that'll be tomorrow night with all the children. She'll tell usually a story or two, and she's told the spider story. Sometimes it's requested. The children will go, tell the spider story again. Tell the spider story again.
Only kids.
And you know who the one who requests those stories?
Let's hear about that.
It's your daughter.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Esther. This Thursday, I just about wanted to fall out of my chair. She raised her hand and she said, Are you thinking of anything? Are you thinking of a bully? Are you thinking of your school years? She was trying to get me
to
tell a story.
She wanted to get you going.
Oh, we should do a little shout out. The Great News Radio Children's Choir. I think I mentioned this the other day or referenced it, but Carol Cohen has signed up, has joined on as,
yes,
a part.
Hallelujah.
She'll have her debut with the children's choir this Saturday at the Village Mall in Danville.
And she's the pianist, right?
Yes. Yeah, and she's like a vocal instructor and teaches piano on the side and is really evaluating or praying up whether she might even take on some students again in the new year. But it was like a perfect match. And I must have mentioned her because I remember saying something along the lines that when the rehearsal was over, she said, I love these children.
Oh.
This is so wonderful.
Oh,
so it's really a God-given match for us.
That's perfect. Just unbelievable.
Yeah. And you recruited her. How'd that work?
She actually had accompanied the choir at the school my daughter-in-law teaches at.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter-in-law gave us the contact information.
Okay.
And I called her, and, you know, you kind of expect people will say, well, I'll think about it.
Right.
I called her and said a line or two, and she said, yes!
Oh, yeah. Love it, love it.
And I was like, oh, thank you,
Lord.
Yeah,
so last Thursday, when her first rehearsal with the children, you left saying, gosh, my arms are tired, because Dee had to do a lot more directing instead of just, you know, sitting at the piano and multitasking.
Right.
And so it was nice having Carol. And
oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, I had been directing only by speaking as I accompanied the kids.
As you played.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hadn't used my arms at all. And when I spent an hour and 20 minutes directing with my arms, I thought they were going to fall off.
Yeah. So
wonderful.
That's
not about your arms, but that you have help.
Yeah. And it's wonderful that you do have arms. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
So this Saturday, everyone, at the Village Mall in Danville, Serving Quartet begins at 10:30, the Singing Men at noon, and the Children's Choir will join shortly after that. So Dee Chesser will be leading them along with the accompanist of Carol Cohen, and appreciate what God's going to do this Saturday and then on the 21st in Champaign at Marketplace Mall.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, the Prime Lifetimes in Review. I didn't get to mention this at the front end of the program, but it's Wednesday, which means the Prime Lifetimes in Review.
Yes, it is.
We
That's
have this
why we're reading it.
Sharing the Prime Lifetimes on Wednesdays. We hope you pick up your copy. You've probably heard an announcement or two about the fascinating stories, the holiday season, and tips and recipes and puzzles and games, and even a little information about Hanukkah and other traditions.
Yes.
So this is a great addition. Add it to your holiday festivities and give it out as a great Christmas gift. $30, 12 months. They'll get it each and every month. We'll mail it to wherever you decide that that's the destination you want it received.
Yes.
And for $30, you can call that in or go to PrimeLifetimes.com. You'll see subscriptions, and you just fill out an easy form, and that'll be mailed off as soon as it comes in each and every month. So.
And I tell everybody, Prime Lifetime News is not just for those in the prime of life.
Right.
It's for everyone. The wonderful restaurant reviews, the nature articles, everything. It's for anyone. You don't have to be older.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. No matter what age you are, it's your prime of life.
That's right. Yes.
This is true. Ooh, good
one. It's the time you're in right now.
It's informative, it's engaging, and it's positive, the Prime Lifetime. We all recommend it, right?
Yes.
Amen.
All right. Amen and amen. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Lifetimes. God bless you. Have a great day and night.